glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Jesus made many great and wonderful declarations and proclamations during his teaching on earth. He told his disciples that he would build his church. He told them that he would go prepare a heavenly home for them and then come again to receive them. He said that men would crucify him, but he would rise from the grave on the third day. Many such declarations and proclamations were made from Jesus, and they're found in the gospel accounts. I'd like for you to stay with us this morning as we discuss one of his great statements.
God is all my debt of sin, the rich angels brought with him. And to live I now begin, risen from the fall. Yet the debt I did not pay, some would night for me one day. Sweeping all the debt away, Jesus paid it all. Jesus died and paid it all, yes, on the cross of Calvary.
The Lord made many claims. He revealed truth. He made some remarkable declarations during his teaching ministry on earth. My faith in him assures me that none were made that he could not fulfill. He gave no promise that he could not keep. I believe, because he is God's Son, that every truth spoken, every declaration made, every promise given will be true. He will do what he has claimed. The greatest evidence for us is his resurrection from the grave. It seems that for months before his resurrection, Jesus was foretelling the coming events to his apostles. He told them that when he went to Jerusalem and they crucified him, that he would rise on the third day. Sure enough, the prophetic words of Jesus came true. He was arrested, he was tried and condemned to death, he was nailed to the cross. And he died, suspended between heaven and earth. His body was buried in a tomb. But on the third day, the first day of the week, the women found the tomb empty. The stone had been rolled away, and the angels told the women that Jesus had risen, just as he said. There is a statement made by the Lord when he enters into Jerusalem on that final week of his life. And the Apostle John was witness to all of these things. He records the scenes of Jesus coming in Jerusalem. Jesus is welcomed into the holy city by a great crowd, They brought their palm branches and welcomed him as their king. But Jesus again told the crowds of his coming death. He predicted his own crucifixion. And it was on this occasion that Jesus makes one of his declarations to the crowds. And he said, "But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." That's found in John chapter 12, verse 32. The scriptures go on to explain that Jesus said this to show the kind of death that he was going to die. Prophecy foretold that Jesus would die by crucifixion. He would become a curse for all men hanging upon a tree. And dying upon a Roman cross was the way Jesus would fulfill the prophecies concerning his manner of death. You remember Pilate wanted the Jewish council to take Jesus and to deal with him themselves. Had the Jews been free to take the life of Jesus, he would not have been hung on a cross. The manner of capital punishment by the Jews was by stoning. The emphasis that I would like to bring to our attention is that Jesus declared that through his death on the cross, he would draw all men to himself. It is his cross, that ultimate sacrifice of his life, that draws us to Jesus. He took our place. He died for sinners. He willingly took the guilt, the shame, the burden of the world's sins, and bore them on his cross. The cross of Jesus is the one death that stands out in all of history as the price paid for freedom. Now, there were lots of men who died on Roman crosses, and many men have sacrificed their lives in the course of history to provide freedom for their family and for country. But it is the cross of Jesus that stands alone in history that calls mankind to find freedom from sin. Jesus opened the doors for men from every tribe and nation to come to him. Jesus gave this invitation. "Come to me," he said, "all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's found in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. The attractiveness of the gospel is that it is not in response to man's willingness to accept it, but rather the willingness of God to give it. Jesus died on the cross knowing that most would not receive him, nor would they receive the blessings he could provide for them through his death. God's love is greater than our sins. Our salvation by grace comes because God loved the world, not because the world would become obedient to his will. Jesus said, "For wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." You see, Jesus knew most would not return his love and accept his grace. Yet he willingly came to die for them and everyone else. I love the way Jesus shares his willingness to die for us all. I hear his words again in John chapter 12, verse 27 and 28. "Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." As we conclude our thoughts, I would share one more time with all who hear that it is through Jesus and in his name that we share his glorious gospel. The invitation is his. He calls us, each and every one, to follow him. I would hope you are among those who have chosen to come to the Savior, who has been lifted up from earth to the cross, and from the cross to heaven itself. Jesus is calling you, and he's calling you today. Will his dying for you draw you into his love? We pray it will.
No palace, no jewels,
rules, no kingdom to rule, no crown of majesty, no throne and no robe, no silver, no gold, no courts of royalty. Yet the King of Kings left heaven to become a lowly man. He left all heaven's glory to fulfill his Father's plan. He still came just for me. He still came.
He still
though he called he would endure. He still came, disregarding every cost. From the manger to the cross, he still came just for me. He still came.
No family, no friends to help at the end. No out, no substitute. Much pain and much hurt to give love and worth. He bore our sins and grief. Yet the hope of what he offered so outweighed what must be done. He chose to be my victor and assured my pardon won. He still came just for me. He still came, knowing all he would endure. He still came, disregarding every cost. From the manger to the cross, he still came just for me. He still came.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonder.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.